just dream that? Did I really see that? Were you really there with me? Or what did we just feel? Om Shiva Shri Shakti Shivoham Shaktyoham. How can I know that? How can we always see that? Could we really go back there? Is it with us everywhere? Om Shiva Shri Shakti Shivoham Shaktyoham.
Many of the Avyaktamudlis describe Baba's teaching in three words: be silent, be loving, and third, be fearless. The silence Baba talks of is not just the absence of words as opposed to speaking. But when he talks of silence, he means a silent meditative state. He means yogic union of the soul with the Supreme. Because the moment you enter into that silent reflective stage, words drop down. The second is love. It's the cosmic acceptance of things as they are, and there is no rejection of anything, because everything that's happening is the part of the cosmic drama and it cannot be rejected. So love accepts everything, things as they are, people as they are, circumstances as they are. Love sees the hidden. The third is fearlessness. There are again two more things about it. One is to be fearful One person is coward. He is fearful. He is afraid of everything. There is no love. The coward is evident. The person is afraid of everything. No daring. No revolution. Unwillingness arising out of fear to try new things. Resistance to newness because of hidden fear. So this is one stage. When one is a coward, or extremely fearful, fearful of public, fearful of circumstances, there is always a state of anxiety, angst-ridden mind. The mind is always in the stage of anxiety, fear, uncertainty. And the person remains as he is. Years roll by. There is no change. The fears are persistent. Rather, there is not even the recognition that I am a fearful person. The fears are hidden. They come out of the holes only in the face of circumstances, and they again retract back. Opposite of that is bravery. Opposite of that is to become brave. You're not afraid of anything, no matter what happens. You don't afraid of the world, you don't afraid of public opinion, public comments, public opinions about you. You are not bothered. Let them blame, cast aspersions on you. You remain unflappable, unnerved, undisturbed. That's also a stage where you are brave. You try new things. Remain invincible. As if nothing defeats you, because you aren't afraid of anything. Let the world say anything. Their comments and their opinions do not affect you. But there is yet further stage beyond this. This is not the goal. But this is also not the goal. Then what is the goal? The goal is to become fearless. Is fearlessness same as bravery? No. Bravery is still different. You may be brave in certain situations, but there are situations where you become coward. There are brave people who are afraid of cockroaches, mosquitoes. They are extremely brave. They can kill enemy. They can fight the fierce opponent. But they are afraid of their wife's shoutings. They are brave at home. But in office, they become coward. They are afraid of the bosses. This bravery is relative. It's apeksh. Then the word is fearlessness. What is it? What fearlessness mean? Does fearlessness mean absence of fear? No fear. This person claims to be without fear. But yes, he might not be afraid of so many things of this world, but definitely there is incognito fear of death within. Death of something being snatched, fear of something being snatched away. A loves B. There is always a fear in the heart of A that B shouldn't go away. There is a fear. The fear of death, the fear of illness, sickness. It's good to be courageous. But even better one word than that is to become fearless, intrepid. You just don't afraid of anything. But this fear is little different. Things are there to make you afraid, but yet you continue. You move ahead. Fearlessness doesn't mean absence of fear. Fearlessness means with all your fears, with all the circumstances that intimidate you, the exhibition of courage. Definitely, everything is making you afraid. Everything scares the limelights out of you, and yet you move ahead with the courage. Nothing will happen to me. I have never trodden this path before, yet I know nothing will happen to me. I move ahead. I move ahead. The jungle is out there, wild. There are no paths there. Paths are created when I walk. I don't follow any ready-made paths. There are no national highways in the spiritual life. Follow this path and you will reach. It's not like that. You have to create your own path. You have to create your own sadhana. You have to find your own way. You have to find your own light. None of the lamps which are outside, Diwali lamps, is going to bring light within you. The light has to be created within you. The lamp should lit from within. Outside light cannot remove internal darkness, and the darkness is dark, very deep. Such abysmal darkness cannot be removed by anything which is outside. No light, no tube light, no bulb, no sunlight can remove the internal darkness. The internal world is dark. Now you have started a path, your own path, fearlessly. And the more you go within, you find more and more darkness. And the darkness is terrifying. Because here you are encounter one dangerous monster, a ghost. And who is that ghost? You yourself. Your past memories, hidden traumas. The journey is risky. The path is dangerous. The darkness is progressive. Yet you walk. Yet you go within. Because you know there is some light waiting at the end of the tunnel. The tunnel is very deep. The tunnel is very dark. And there is none to support, to be with you. And yet you know deep within, an invisible power guides me to that lightness. That light is invoking me. I hear the light. I see that light, I hear that light, I want to touch that light. Because this darkness is very, very terrifying. This darkness is very, very disturbing. That's why I create my own path, my own light. So there are no national highways. The path of sadhana is a solo path. It's a solo marathon. You walk alone, you run alone. That's it. Create your own path, your own way through the jungle till you reach the light. That's the real Diwali. Self-enlightenment. So be fearless means to move with that courage. It's not about becoming coward. It's not about even becoming a brave person who doesn't have any fear. Fear is there. Definitely fear is there. We all are afraid of so many things. But with that fear, still I move. Because I know something higher, some higher purpose of my being, some higher power that supports me, that protects me, that always was with me. We'll move to the new message. This is 24th November 2012. Baba is meeting with senior teachers. आज अमृत वेले बाप दादा के पास गई तो दूर से ही सामने जाते बाप दादा की दृष्टि मिलते ही बाहों के अमूल्य हार में समा गई और लवलीन हो गई. कुछ समय के बाद बाबा बोले, मेरे दिल तक तनशीद बच्ची आज क्या समाचार लाई हो. मैं बोली, बाबा आज तो 30 से 40 वर्ष वाली टीचर्स की याद लाई हूँ. उन्हों का सम्मान समारोह कर रहे. द मैनी अदर थिंग्स एज यूजल बाबा इज मेकिंग देम स्टैंड इन हाफ सर्कल and this and that thing, and later on with all those picnic activities. कुछ समय के बाद बाबा बोले, देखो बच्ची. बाप दादा देख रहे कि हर बच्चे की लगन यही है कि अब कुछ करके दिखाना है. लेकिन सेवा पर जाते दृढ़ संकल्प साधारण संकल्प हो जाता है क्योंकि वहाँ के वातावरण के प्रभाव में आ जाते हैं. लेकिन बाबा यही चाहते कि यहाँ का वायुमंडल वहाँ सेवा स्थान पर और सब साथियों को आने वालों को अनुभव कराए. बाबा जानते हैं बातें तो सामने आएगी, थिंग्स विल कम. लेकिन बाप का साथ है तो क्या बड़ी बात है. अपना बाप से किया हुआ वायदा पूरा करके दिखाना. द जर्नी इज डेंजरस एंड येट यू नो इन दिस सोलो जर्नी इन दिस सोलो पाथ देर इज समबडी सम इनविजिबल फोर्स गाइडिंग मी विथ मी. I think in today's Sakar Murli Baba talked about guide. They take guide. When you don't know where you are going, you needed a guide in those pilgrimages. Here also, he is the guide. And when he is with you, many things will come. Baba jante baate to samne aayegi. It's not that things will not come. If things are not coming, if difficulties are not coming, if problems are not coming, probably you are on the wrong path. If every day you don't meet challenges, probably you have reached a stage of inertia, not moving. Just all Purusharth has come to a standstill. Then more challenges are in front of you. The hidden centers of the brain, the hidden fears, they come out and you encounter them. And then you get to know that this fear was hidden somewhere. When there are no problems, when there are no challenges, when there are no difficulties, when there are no circumstances, when there are no obstructions, those hidden fears remain latent in a dormant stage. Unless and until you are challenged, your powers are not unleashed. So, things will come, baatein saamne aayegi. They will come and they should come. This path is not about escape, palayanvad. This is not about running away. It is not escapism. It's to face. They will come. They will come, they should come, definitely come. It is the most certain thing. They will come and welcome them. If they come, don't run away from them. Don't ask why this has come, why that has come. Baba, save me. Baba doesn't want your pleading, your begging nature. You are son of king, not beggars. Stop begging. Amritasya putra, whose children you are. Lekin, but, baap ka saath hai, toh kya badi baat hai. Who is with you? No human being. Who is with you? No religious leader. Who is with you? No any son of God or the only begotten son of God. No any Tirthankara, no any Buddha. No any religious founder. No great man. But someone who is the highest, who is the greatest, who is the holiest, who is the most powerful. The divine providence. God is called the divine providence. He who provides for all. The ultimate shelter. The supreme canopy. The ocean of powers. When you walk, you're not walking alone. A supreme power is moving through you. When you speak, it's not just your words, but every word is filled with the music of the divine. So, to be fearless means move ahead, walk ahead. Definitely, you are entering a jungle, a forest, and you don't know any path. But you have heard of people who have gone through that path. But they have not left any mark, any signs. They have not left anything. You know that Brahma has walked through this forest. You know this is this, this is this, this is this. This is what he did. When this happened, this happened. When this happened, that happened. When this happened in his life, he did this. When that happened, he did this. Now when you go, you don't find any of those things because that time was different. Your time is different. Probably he met a bush of thorns. But when you walk, there is a fire. When he walked, there was an earthquake. But when you are walking, there is a volcano now. You have to create your own path. You have to devise your own strategy. And when you will walk, a path would be created. But then the next person who comes, your path is useless to him. Because his circumstances would be different. So each one's path is different. Though the basic principles remain same. Be fearless. This is the basic principle. The basic principle remains same. God is with you. Kya badi baat hai? What is the big deal? It's nothing. The basic principles will remain same. But practical circumstances would be different. Somebody walks into this jungle. He finds there is another man who is constantly fighting with him. So for him, this is the obstruction. The another man, there is no such person, but there is a bimar, there is an illness, a disease that gripped him. The moment he entered into this path. Illness contracted that person. But the same principles have to be applied. Be fearless. The same principles have to be applied. What is the big deal? The same principle has to be applied that God is with me. No matter which circumstances I am, no matter where I am, which place on earth, what is in front of me, no matter what is there, I remain fearless because He is with me. And this statement should not just remain a theory, but enter deep within us, that constantly a power is with me. I am not alone. A deep realization within that the Supreme is with me. He who is the light. I am my own light because His light is in me. He is the ocean of light. God is ocean of light. So when the light is within you, what fear, what darkness, what wild animal, which circumstances? Nothing. You remain unafraid. You don't need any support of this world. You don't need anything of this world. Because you know that the Supreme Power is feeding me. You are getting divine nutrition from above. You don't need any physical nutrition. You are divinely fed, being of light, where the ocean of light is filling you all the time. So move with that consciousness that I am light and the ocean of light is with me. I have to create my own path. The basic principles remain same. Be fearless. What a big deal. And His powers are with me. Om Shanti.